Welcome.
So, I'm Caroline Baranco, and today I'll be taking you on a mindfulness walk in support of Mental Health Awareness Week and on behalf of the Wellbeing Champions. So, firstly, what is mindfulness? You can look up various definitions of this on the internet, but essentially, mindfulness is the quality of mind that is cultivated by paying attention on purpose to things arising in the present moment without judgment. So that's easy, right? Maybe not so easy. So there are many things occurring in the present moment that you might want to give some mental focus to. But for today, we're going to walk together and we're going to bring that quality of mental awareness, mental focus to the things that we might notice while we're walking. So you don't have to be outside to do a mindfulness walk. You might be indoors. You can even be sitting on a bus. I've done that many a time. But if you can be outside in nature, it's a wonderful way to experience it. So as we walk, you might hear my footsteps. You might hear bird noises, wind noises. You might hear the rustling of my jacket. You might hear your own footsteps, your own clothing. I invite you to bring your awareness into these sounds. See if you can notice the sound that's closest to you. Also, see if you can identify a sound that's further away. Really notice the sound. Notice its qualities, its duration, its volume, its tempo. Hold that sound in your thoughts. You might be hearing a number of sounds. Notice as the sounds arise, are maintained, and pass away. And now, while still maintaining some awareness of the sounds around you, also bring into the focus of your awareness the feeling of your body as you move, as you walk. Feeling the touch of the ground. Feeling the weight transfer from one foot to the other foot and back to the first foot. Feeling the rhythm of your pacing. And if you're not walking but are perhaps sitting down on a bus, sitting in a chair, you can always imagine walking. If you're in a vehicle, you can feel the motion of the vehicle, the vibrations. Tuning into the feeling of motion. And because a body in motion is also a body at rest, whatever you're doing, notice your breath. One of the advantages of following the breath in a mindfulness practice is that the breath is always in the present moment. There's no such thing as a past breath or a future breath. Every breath you take is in the now. Become aware of the sensation of your breath in your nostrils and in what my teacher calls the roots of the nostrils. So don't focus too much on just the opening of the nostrils above your upper lip, but also think of the whole nasal cavities, actually quite large, spacious. Become aware of the air entering and leaving your body. If you're breathing through your nose, you might feel warmth on your upper lip, a little vibration there. Noticing the movements of your chest. Noticing the inflation, deflation of the lungs. Your strong heart beating. Your muscles and bones supporting you. Bringing your attention and your awareness, your focus, to this sensation of walking. A moving, breathing body. And now bringing your attention and awareness to vision. Whatever you're looking at right now, really appreciate its texture, the way the light reflects from the surface, the colours, light and shade. Wetness, dryness. All the infinitely subtle details that you can pick up with your eyes. It's not raining where I am today, but if you're doing this walk in the rain, it's a really beautiful way of experiencing your surroundings. So many more colours. You can pay infinite attention to the way that the light refracts from a wet pavement, from the textures of brick, concrete, tarmac, to the nearly infinite shades of green in a lawn. Really notice. Whatever you're looking at right now, you might have looked at it a million times before. But know that every time you look, you'll see something new. Finally, bringing your awareness now to scent. Allow your nostrils to very slightly flare as you draw air in. Notice the scent of your surroundings. Positive and negative. Not all scents are pleasant. Just notice. Slightly part your lips so that you can almost taste your surroundings. Taste and smell are very closely interconnected, one without the other. Doesn't really work. This is how flavour is developed. Noticing without judgment. The scent surrounding you. And now see if you can fully experience what it is to be a walking, breathing human. Touch, sound, vision, smell, and taste. Tasting the air that you breathe. Feeling yourself in motion and at rest. All senses engaged. Now we're coming towards the end of our meditation walk. Drawing the senses inwards away from most of the input. Just focus on one thing now. It might be vision, might be what you see, might be what you hear. It might just be the feeling of walking. Noticing how it is to be you. And knowing that however it is, that's okay. Thank you very much for joining me on this meditation walk. I hope you've enjoyed yourself.